Kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the Kumsitz, right here on 101.9 High FM.
Und eine sehr gute gesunde Morgen zu all unseren Herren. Sie gibt uns wieder viel Vergnügen, da mit euch allen zu sein. Welcome to the Kumsitz on Chai FM, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. My name is Hilton Kaplan and my co-hosts today are Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan and Judy Moritz. Judy and the three Ks, back on air again. Here we are today, the 7th of March 2024. Noch a Woche in Nayan Monat und noch a Tag in Afrika. Coming up on the Kumsitz today, the four of us will once again be bringing you an exciting and interesting show. The Kumsitz is focused on the spirit of the Yiddish language, and we would love to hear from you. So make a note of our contact details. Send us an SMS on zip 34519, a telegram on 061-895-1019, or you can even email us at onair@chaifm.com. As usual, Ronnie will be telling us some exciting Yiddish stories, which we will translate as we go along. And as usual, we will have a number of words thrown in to be translated. I've seen Ronnie's list and it's long. So stay tuned. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us. Shoshana will discuss some Jewish matters, which will be of interest to all. And then Judy will give us a... It's like she said to me, she'll hack a Chinook of sorts.
Judy doesn't hack a Chinook. She tells the facts as they are.
Okay, well, but her words, she says...
Nein, ich habe gesagt.
Yes, well, hack a
Chinook. What's a Chinook? Like a teapot?
It's actually called knock a kettle.
Not a kettle.
Now, okay. You can't explain that in English. Nobody would understand knock a kettle.
All right.
Shoshana will tell us talk about some Jewish matters, which will be of interest to all, I'm sure. So Shoshana, give us a hint about your topic.
Okay, so ich gehe jetzt auch anfangen. A gute Frieden morgen zu alle unsere Einherrers. Jetzt kommt dem Shabbos, wir gehen sagen, Shabbos Mavorchim für Adar Beis. Und das wir gehen kommen Purim dem Shabbos, den paar Wochen das geht dann in zwei Wochen herum. Und für der Fahrt will ich dir sagen, am meisten wegen Purim. But because we are going to be saying Shabbos Mavorchim this Shabbos, bringing in the new month of Adar Beis, and where we have Purim, I've got a Purim story for you. And the meisten is 100% MS Hilton, weil das ist eher russischer historische Meise, was hat passiert in March 1953.
All right, great. So, we can't wait to hear from you.
Okay, Ronnie.
Ronnie's turn.
Yeah, so good morning to Solomon Dorton, always unheathers. That means listeners, if you people don't know what an Einherr is, you listen to the thing, right. I'll start with the story. A Rav gegangen in Israel, in the Matzav in Israel, nigewen so gut, and at gedarf gein in America, kleiben Geld.
There was a rabbi in Israel, he was obviously a teacher of some sort.
No, at a yeshiva.
At a yeshiva, and the situation wasn't so great in Israel, so he had to go to America to collect some money, raise some funds. So he bought a billet.
A billet, okay.
All right.
Okay.
He bought a ticket to
a
America.
A billet is Yiddish and kartis is Hebraish.
See, we teach them all languages here.
So he bought a ticket to go to America and off he went.
Gangen in America and sind nie gegangen zu gut feiern. Gegangen bei Umut, aber es gewinnt noch der Covid. Es keinen gewollt, kein geben mir zu Docke, keinen gewollt das tun. Und die kommen zurück in Israel mit nicht zu viel Geld.
He went to America and things weren't so good for him in America. It was just after COVID and people didn't want to meet with him and whatever have you. So he came back to Israel and he thought, well, let's see what's going on. But before we carry on, Ronnie,
yeah,
we just have to see that
our sponsors are looked after.
This is the Kumsitz.
So as it passiert in the Kumen in Israel, a Rav gegangen vom Aeroplan und gegangen gewollt gehen in Bnei Brak. Hat genommen ein kleines Taxi dort. Es war 10 Menschen im Ganzen. Kommt immer zu ihm, sagt er, ich darf sagen Kaddisch von Mexiko. Er ist von Mexiko. Er sagt, ich darf sagen Kaddisch. Sagt er, Rov, du weißt was, komm bei mir in Yeshiva und du kannst sagen Kaddisch dort. Sagt er, gut.
So the rabbi came back to Israel. He got a taxi for 10 people. And on the way there, some guy from Mexico said, Rabbi, I've got to say Kaddish. Can you organize something? So he said, look, come to my yeshiva where we are. There's no problem. There's, you'll come and you'll say Kaddish.
Dort a gut, das a gute Idee. A guten Austrachten. Hat er weggegangen mit der Rav in die yeshiva. Und dort hat der Rav gemacht, der Mincha. Und hat gesagt Kaddish.
So the Mexican gentleman said, thought to himself, not a bad idea. He went together with the rabbi and they went to the yeshiva and there the rabbi organized, no problem, Kaddish.
Sagt er, du weißt, das erste Jahr, ich habe nicht gesehen, mein Vater's Stein in der Basilem und ich will gehen dort und sagen Kaddish. Sagt er, wir haben nicht kein Problem, ich will bringen ein paar Jüngler zusammen und wir gehen dort und By the Kurva place and
the Mexican gentleman said to the rabbi, he said, look, Rabbi, it's also my father's first year anniversary Kaddish. He passed away a year ago. Yortzeit, that's the word I'm looking for. My father's first Yortzeit, and I want to go to the cemetery to have a look at his tombstone and to see the grave and whatever have you. And so the rabbi said, look, not a problem. I'll bring some of my boys with us from the yeshiva, and we'll all go together.
So they decided to go. He goes to yeshiva, they go to the cemetery, and they zog the Kaddish, and they zog to the Rav. Du hast sehr viel von mir jetzt getan. Kennst du etwas von mir, als ein bisschen größere Sachen tun von mir? Sagt der Rav, was willst du? Sagt er, dein Binyan, was du hast in Bnei Brak, kannst du machen das auf meinen Vaters Namen?
So the Mexican gentleman said to the rabbi, you know, Rabbi, you've been very good to me, but let me just ask you a personal question. Do you think you could do some more things for me personally? So the rabbi said to him, well, tell me what you want. He said, well, look, your yeshiva, the building where the yeshiva is, do you have a problem? Could you name it after my father? So what did the rabbi say?
Not a problem. Nehmt a reis a blatt, a ballet, whatever you want to call it, a check, and they get him a check for $1 million.
Keinen.
Sure.
Wow.
So as weißt ihr, as the rabbinische Leilem fiert the Welt.
Ganz,
ganz. They were gegangen in America and then kommen zurück mit Koscher vor dem. And then, gain off an autobus. What a gemacht, girl.
For those of you who didn't catch the $1 million question, the Mexican took out his checkbook and he wrote out a check to the rabbi for $1 million. So it shows you. It shows you that the good Lord looks after the world in strange ways.
Was it
maybe the same Mexican?
No.
Okay. All right, well, Ronnie, we talked allemal, was for a Meister. And Ronnie's story is true. Sie ist immer sticker Meister.
Okay.
So.
This is the Kumsit.
Shoshana, tell us about your topic that you want to carry on with.
Okay. The Meister is wegen Joseph Stalin, Yamach Shemor. Ich sage das, weil hat weggehagert 20 Millionen Menschen. So the story I'm going to tell is about Joseph Stalin. And I say Yamach Shemor, may his name be erased, because he was responsible for the death of 20 million Russians. Jeden und andere Menschen, andere russische Menschen hat. Hat gesagt, als die seinen Doktorin, was haben ein Plot. Wie sagst du ein Plot?
A plot is a plot.
A plot is a plot.
A plan.
A plan.
It's like a plan. An underhand plan.
Ja. Hat gesagt, als nine Doktorin hat gewollt, weghagenen der Memschala, that he said that there were nine doctors whom he knew were responsible for wanting to kill off the government and under intelligentsia. Und hat genommen seinen Turbe. Von den nine Doktoren, sieben hat gewählt jüdische Doktoren. Und eigentlich hat einen Plan zu nehmen, die Jiden zu der Gulag, zu Siberia. Und dort ist es sehr, sehr kalt. Hat angefangen zu bauen Wohnungen für sie, also wie Hitler hat gemacht, eigentlich Barracks in the concentration camp. Und dann hat Plan gewesen, rauszuhagen alle Jiden. So Stalin, because of this plot that he said was taking place, nine doctors he put into jail to stand for trial. Seven of them were Jewish, and he also had a plan to get rid of all the Jews by building barracks in Siberia, and with the cold weather, he was hoping to get rid of all the Jews. So the doctorium gezittert, the doctorium, and given zwischen sei Rabbi Yitzchak Silber. Sagt zu der Doktorin, du weißt was, dass es bald geht sein Purim. Das ist gewesen March 1953. So the doctors were petrified that they were going to be killed. And amongst them was a Rabbi Yitzchak Silber. He said to them, we are now in March 1953. Bald geht sein Purim und die können sehen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kann machen Nisim für uns. He said, don't worry, it's going to become Purim soon and Hashem can do
miracles
for us. Sagt einer von der Doktoren, Rabbi, der meisten von Purim hat
gewähnt 2500
Jahre zurück. Und jetzt, wir sind in 1953. Was sagst du? So one of the doctors said, listen, Rabbi, the story of Purim took place 2,500 years ago. We are now in 1953. What Maisa are you telling us? Rabbi Yitzchak Silber said, Halt sich an, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kann tun, Nisim für uns. Mit 30 Minuten noch was Rabbi Silber hat gesagt, hat Joseph Stalin weggehalten.
You gotta be joking.
30 minutes after Rabbi Yitzchak Silber said this to the doctors, Joseph Stalin collapsed from a heart attack. Er nicht gestorben, but he collapsed. He actually died mit ein paar Tage Norden.
Später,
aber später. Richtig, danke. Nun, der Memshala hat gekommen zusammen und er in seinem alle gesagt, als Stalin hat gemacht einen Plot, einen Plan, wegzuhaken an die Jeden. Und jetzt, alles Ding ist gut und alle Jeden, die Doktorin können gehen, sein frei und die Jeden darf nicht gehen in Siberia. Und das ist ein Meister, was wir können reden, wir können
so
lernen,
Nacht,
wir können lernen, wir können das sehen und die Historie von den russischen Menschen, das ist eine documented story of Russian history, and he collapsed 30 minutes after the rabbi spoke, and after a few days he passed away. And all the plans and plots to get rid of the doctors, to get rid of the Jewish people, came to nothing. Jetzt sag ich, im Herz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wird tun uns noch Nisim. Wir darf hoffen, Grace Nisim, und im Herz Hashem, der Hostage bekommen zurück, und der Melchome shall emes, Melchome shall kovach amayim, wird kommen, und HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im Herz Hashem, losem hoffen, los uns hoffen, der Geula, im Herz Hashem.
Amen. Ashkach, that was magic.
So,
yes.
was trachst du davon, Ronnie?
Sure.
Es ist gut zu hören, andere Meisters, was ist. Ich erzähle das nicht, ich habe das erste Mal gehört.
Und ich euch, das ist das erste Mal.
Nein, ich meine, das ist.
Äußergewöhnlich.
It just goes to prove that the good Lord works in wonderful ways.
There you go.
Unknown in seiner Weg.
Unknown to us.
Unknown to us. Everything's unknown.
Absolutely. All in Zanavik.
Und wir hatten eine Sache, Nisim jetzt in dem Milchome, in dem Mietzeschem.
So many. So many.
In dem Mietzeschem, mehr.
Alle Tage ist anders. Alle Tage. And
you know, it's actually quite amazing. I speak to people in Israel, and they like, just carry on with life. Wow. Like, there's like nothing's happened, you know. It's obviously the trauma.
What's going on?
All the
on.
Trauma is
the trauma
centralized
kids.
In the south.
In the north. Yet Hezbollah in the north. Even.
But generally speaking, life just carries on.
Yeah, ich hab zwei Einiglach dorten, was bleiben in Jerusalem. Und ich sag, kannst du gehen kaufen etwas, was in Marschmarkt. Sagen sie ja.
Ja, everything is back to normal, basically. That's what's going on.
Aber wir haben einen Milchome, was geht
on? Der Milchome ist ein Milchome, but es geht auch immer, aber ich kann sehen von den Kindern, was sind da gekommen von Israel, Chayene Kids, sie sind zermischt, sie wissen nicht, was tut sich in Israel. So, hören eine Bombe, gleich rein in the shelter, and they are traumatized, and it's going to be for generations to come. That's going to be a generation of the next three generations will be a big problem.
Aber als der Mashiach wird kommen, wird alles sein gut.
Is due very shortly.
Due very shortly, when alle wird sein gesund noch da.
Okay, so Judy.
Yeah.
Your turn.
It's for me. Yes. Good morning, everybody. A guter Tag zu euch. Ich gehe euch erzählen, eine kleine Masse euch. Okay. It's about, ist a Gerber? Soll klein? So it's, if he's a rooster, let him crow. Scared von das?
Nein.
I'll tell you. The Hebrew word for gever.
Kibbutz.
Okay, gever has three meanings. It's a man, a hero, a rooster. The above aphorism is directed at all three. Metaphorically meaning. Metaphorical. That's a big word, eh? Yuckles, stickles. Okay. Let him prove his manhood by asserting himself. So where do we get it from? In sources. King Solomon's friend implored the king to teach him the languages of the birds and the animals. The king agreed, but warned him, "You are asking me to divulge a great secret. Guard it very well, for on the day that you reveal it, you will surely die." After having acquired his new skills, the man returned home and began using them. One day he burst out laughing. Erod ungeheben zu lachen. He was laughing while listening to something very funny from the ox. The ox had gesagt, Eppes. His wife asked, what are you laughing about? His answer was that it was a secret, further aroused her curiosity, which was not dispelled, because a wife is a wife. Sie kann hakana chanik, das ist was ich will sagen, because she can carry on and she can nag and nag and nag. Even even after explained that if he told her, he would die. Giving in to her, the man assembled all his friends, parted from them and prepared himself to die after he would reveal his secret. Upon hearing of his master's impending death, the man's dog sat up in a corner and had ungehabelt so howling, woo! What er ungehabelt this dog. He made such a commotion the other side of the yard caught the dog's attention. All of a sudden, a rooster was strutting proudly, followed by a large bevy of hens and their chicks. Rooster, aren't you distressed by the terrible fate that awaits our master? Asked the dog. It's his own fault. Being so foolish, answered the rooster. He has only one wife and he doesn't know how to treat her. Look, I have control over 10 wives, none of whom dares to defy me, for they know it would cause me to crow at them resoundfully. Upon hearing this, the man turned to his wife and said, here's a chanet, man fry. Stop nagging me because of this secret. If you don't, something terrible will happen to you. His wife shuddered and never bothered him again.
Very good. So, gelernt from the rooster.
So, ich habe alles gehört von der Rooster, der Geber. Der Geber hat sich alles gelernt. Hey?
Fine.
So, the moral of the story. So, what's the moral of the story?
Don't nag your husband.
Ah.
Alle jüdische Weiber hören das, hä?
Sie lachen.
Wir hoffen, dass sie hören.
Ja, ja,
Sie hören. You can hear something, but you don't necessarily have to listen.
Okay.
Nein, the question is, als mir hört sich ein, aber mir darf das
tun.
That's it. You have to, you know.
Mir darf ausführen.
Ausführen. That's it. Oh, yeah. Shoshana. Very good. Just now you're going to take on Ronnie with your words.
Right? Just listen to your words over here. Whoa.
Yeah, right. So we darf hören den Meister von Judy und wir darf lernen von das und ausführen das.
Oh, man. Schach.
So.
Feiner Meister. Dank, Judy.
So, sollen wir, before the words, shall we have a little song?
Yes,
come on, Craigela. Let's have a little song.
This is the Kumsitz.
Von den Meisters habe ich genommen etwas. Das ist nicht ein Witz. Hanna hat gesagt zu ihrem Mann, wo ist mein Geburtstag? Matona. Sagt er, für was darf ich kaufen die Matona? Ich habe gekauft die letzte Jahr. A Platz beim Salem, and that's the nutritious
Oh, no, that's terrible. No, that's horrible. That's all right. I'm going to translate it. The woman had a birthday, and she said, where's my birthday present? I want my birthday present. He said, I won't. I bought you a plot last year. You didn't use it. Shame. Shame, sich, Ronnie.
You have to shine his Meister, that Meister. Aber you macht noch a Meister.
Oh, but this is get take off Kaporis. Come on.
But you see, the song that we heard now, I Willman, Mer Willman, the more you've got, the more you want.
You're never satisfied with what you've got.
And this poor guy,
and you had how many?
Four wives.
And that means a clock to the Yoran.
So that's what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, you're the Meisters.
It got down for them, girl. The man was
given. Cindy says, hi, Yiddish team, an amazing show today. Thanks, Cindy. We have amazing shows every week, by the way. Great stories and songs. Shabbat Shalom, Am Yisrael Chai.
Thank you, Cindy. Lovely to hear from you.
And also Carol Zimmerman, Carol Z. Good morning, all. We need one of these miracles now. That came after Ronnie's story with the millions of dollars. Anyway.
I think maybe the other one as well.
No, it was from Shoshana's.
It came a little bit earlier, so it's just that I'm reading it now. Anyway, I'm Hilton Kaplan, along with my co-hosts Ronnie and Shoshana Kaplan and Judy Moritz. To all our listeners out there, share your thoughts with us on any subject that you may wish to discuss. Let us know if you'd like us to feature a particular song or even a particular topic in upcoming shows by sending us an SMS on 34519, text us on Telegram at 0618951019, or even email us from anywhere in the world at onair@chaifm.com. Ronnie,
yeah.
Your turn again. Give us
Weiter.
A poor verta.
Okay. A poor verta, okay. Everywhere.
Umatum.
Umatum.
You know that, eh? Very good. Auch to hide.
Weg zu.
Weg zu stellen. No. To hide.
Gaze. Behalten, dach.
Behalten is very good. You got it.
Well done.
See, the thing is, that's it, okay. What's to earn?
Verdienen.
Very good. What's mince meat?
Gemolene Fleisch. Am I right?
Hilton like a champ.
Like
what
a
freaky.
Yeah. What's to oppose?
Herzegofet.
No, vergegenen problem, something like that.
Gegen.
To oppose.
Gegen.
Ankegen.
Ankegen.
Very good, Shoshana and Hilton. A combined effort. Okay. What's a coffee pot?
A chainik.
Chainik?
Or a coffee chainik.
No,
a kafeinik.
A kafeinik. A kafeinik. That's cute.
Okay, what's diamonds?
Diamante. What?
No.
Diamonds?
No. Yes, what's diamonds?
Diamante.
No.
What?
That's in Afrikaans.
When in Yiddish is diamanten.
No.
In
Hebrew,
think about,
yeah,
think about it, yeah. Brilliant.
Brilliant. Okay.
Oh, to answer, they brilliant.
Yes. Okay. Handwriting?
Handschrift.
Very good. Pain?
Patzolle.
Tutvei.
Pain. Sorry,
pain.
I thought you said pain.
I got one.
I thought you said pain. Okay. Repair?
Verrichte.
Hilton, what a
you swallowed a dictionary.
Yeah. Absolutely.
To knock?
On clappen. Come on, ladies.
No, you see, you're just
okay,
showing off.
Okay, jump over.
Iber Kunzen.
Iber is right. Part?
Iber Kunzen?
No.
Springen.
Iber Springen.
No.
To jump over. Iber again.
Überspringen.
Yeah. Überspringen, yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I've got one.
We'll forgive you this time, okay. Ronnie.
No, Ronnie, have a chance over here. No good comes out of hurrying.
No good? Kein sagt, den gut kommt der Reus von?
Von Seingirchen.
Von
Heilenser.
Alles kommt kein gut, nicht der Reus.
Ja.
No, next one.
What's keys?
Schlüssel.
Okay, both of you got it. Okay. What's to invent?
Gefunden.
Yes, correct. Okay, what's the main meal?
Oven.
Brot.
Ovennacht.
Ovenbrot.
Ovenbrot. Right. Okay, what's a factory?
A fabric.
A fabric.
Very good.
That's one for all of you. Worms eat you up when dead worries eat you up alive. Oh, that's a hard one. Come on.
What is that? No.
Worms
eat you
up
worms
when dead. It says verum. Verum is
verum.
Worms.
Verum, yeah.
Essen, tote head, und dagus.
From dagus,
Lieberdickerheit.
Yeah, you're from... From aggravation.
Yeah. So worries also eat you up alive.
Yeah,
so
worries, aggravation.
Never mind the worms.
The Zelbe Zach.
The Zelbe Kazach.
Okay, what's
a Diger.
Digers, yes, also good. Okay, what is a fuss? Make a fuss.
Tararam.
Mach nicht an.
Tararam is correct.
Tararam. I got one, Ronnie. As one is at 7, so he's at 70.
What?
As one is at 7,
yeah.
So he is at 70.
Daughters are never.
Kein Sach nicht gelernt.
To save a person, how would you save
it? Zu retten.
Very good.
Shoshi, you're like a champ, hey, both of you. Hilti, like.
What is Saturday?
Shabbos.
I thought you all get it one shot.
No, one shot, hey.
What's to dig?
Hey,
Groben. Very good. Excellent. Ob gendig das was the dem dem blatzel gain aber
net chacht is genug
eh na der one the dos may regel freaken kasse de weiß nicht
ich hab mehr
somebody
imitza
very good Judy.
Fat of fluffy did you see I got one
yeah straight away
why are you looking for your word
well I'm looking for my word
what's the Yiddish word for three the you know there was that play or a song three coins in a fountain
I risk of half and a girl oh this is five coins
this
yeah, you must make
that's
it
that's an old one
good what is a classroom
I has one for you, Roniki. As long as you understand your foolishness, you are smart.
And versteht dein Narrischkeit, bist du kluger.
Bist du kluger.
Du willst haben einen Witz?
Ja, gib mir einen Witz.
Gib mir einen Witz.
Du hast einen Witz?
Wir haben zwei Teams.
Spannend.
Zwei Spannen, das ist Afrikaans, ne?
Spannen.
Zwei Teams. Ein jüdisches Team und ein goyisches Team.
Ja.
Und das jüdische Team tut nicht sehr gut. The Jewish team is not doing too well. So the coach sagt zu the Yiddish team, du weißt was, wir darf alles Ding aus sagen in Yiddish. Eins, zwei, drei. Sagen sie, so sie gehen zu spielen mit den anderen. Und sie sagen, eins, zwei, drei. Und der Coach von der anderen, nicht der Jüdische, schreit.
Das ist Gott, nicht helfen. Oh, I knew that one.
This is the Kumsitz.
Ich kann sogar einen Witz tun, aber man weiß nicht.
Ich habe einen Witz, man gehört den Witz.
You got another one?
Nein. Aber okay. Ich denke, alle da hat gekannt den Witz. Yeah. Und öfter die Menschen, wo es Herz rein.
I'm going to tell them now. Just a reminder to all our listeners to send us comments on any matter or topic for discussion by SMS on 34519, by telegram on 061-895-1019, or by email at onair@chaifm.com. You can send us jokes, you can send us words, you can send us stories. We're waiting to hear from you.
We
would love to hear from you, even if you just want to say hello.
Exactly. Aber wir hören von Cindy und von Carol, Baruch Hashem.
Oh, Hashem. We got to hear from now.
The less you got, the less you want. Great show.
And Carol says to all of us, are you listening, everybody? You are brilliant this morning.
Ashkach, yes. Carol. Thank you.
We love you. Keep on listening. Please.
Are you having a good laugh, Carol?
We love you too, Cindy Lou.
Yeah.
No, well, we got people in the Hoch and Ein. I have a kleine Meister.
Okay, so Zobot, the talents are kleine Meister.
I was 48 years old. And it kein Monige gehad Panosse.
Sorry, there was a 48-year-old person who unfortunately never had a proper job, wasn't earning a living, having difficulty.
Geht er weg zu sein Freund, komm rein bei uns in Schule, kannst du da ein bisschen.
Come to our Schul and you can pray with us.
Ja, sagt er, nicht eine schlechte Tracht, ich will reich kommen bei euch.
Sigar said, not a bad idea, I'll come to your shul.
Yeah, geht da rein in Schul, sagt er zu der Rabbinische Leilem. Rabbinische Leilem, ich arbeite schon 20, 25 Jahre, ich mache nicht eine gute Chayuna. Du weißt was, ich habe nicht keine Zeit zu erinnern, erleben, umtun, suchen für Arbeit. Du weißt, was ich lasse das alles Ding in deiner Hand. Du kannst tun, was ihr wollt.
So the guy turns around in Shul and in his prayers he says to the good Lord, he says to him, you know, I've been trying to make a living, trying to work for the last 25 years. And he says, nothing's happened to me. I've decided I'm leaving everything up to you.
A tag später, er hat gekriegt 5 Einladungen zu kommen arbeiten bei anderen Menschen.
The next day, he got 5 invites to come work at 5 different places.
Hat genommen eine, glaubte nicht, gegangen der zweite, der dritte gewinnt ein jüdischer Chevra, und sie gewinnen fromme Menschen. Sagte ich, habe geredet mit einer rabbinischen Leile, und jetzt ist das schein getroffen, als ich will gehen mit den frommen Menschen.
So, of the 5 offers that he had, he went through to 1 or 2 or 3 of the interviews, and the first 2 weren't terribly exciting for him. The 3rd one he went to was a family company, a religious family company, and they offered him a job. Yeah. And he couldn't believe it. He said, it's just like yesterday he was looking for work, and now he's got an offer.
Yeah. So come to Rhein in the Rabbi Biedermann, and that's Elternmeister. He wollte machen Bar Mitzvahs in New York for Yesaimim.
So, who told the story?
Rabbi
Biederman tells the story that
he's a living rabbi.
That they wanted a Bar Mitzvah, came to a shul in New York, and they wanted to make a Bar Mitzvah for some boys.
Orphans.
That's
the Hitler. And they found a singer from America, and then he said, they are all Yesaimim, we machen etwas for sei. And
They found a singer came and they would have a Bar Mitzvah party for these guys.
Fantastic.
And it would be great for all of them.
Noch the Bar Mitzvah was geendigt, is the singer had geworden krank
from
COVID.
After the Bar Mitzvah, the singer unfortunately went down with COVID.
And so sagte ich, gegangen, tun gute Arbeit. Und ich habe COVID, sagte so. Er versteht das nicht.
The singer said, look, I try and do good things for people, and I don't understand. I'm sick. I just don't understand what's going on.
Und ich will nicht können arbeiten für 3 Wochen.
Won't be able to work for 3 weeks.
Oh, ich weiß nicht, was tun. Python kriegt Einladen von einem Platz in New York.
He suddenly gets an invite from New York.
And wird er kommen zu singen zu 50, wird sein 50 Menschen, zu 50 Jahre Jahre ledet.
Someone's 50th birthday gets an invite to New York. Ronnie, I think we're going to have to...
Yeah.
Keep the people in suspense for next week.
Oy vey.
Because it's almost time for us to say goodbye. The 3Ks and Judy, Ronnie Shoshana, Judy and Hilton will be back with you next week at the same time and same place for the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM. Ronnie, make a note of where...
Yeah, just
geschrieben.
Gutazai.
Du wirst nicht ich will nicht vergessen.
Gut, gutazai.
Du wirst nicht vergessen.
Ja, guten Shabbos und guten Shabbos geworfen.
Ich ein bisschen.
Ich hoffe,
a guten Shabbos und guten Shabbos geworfen. Thanks, Craig, a lot to all of them. Thank you.
Craig in the studio, Kathy and the crew.
Thank you, Craig.
Stay safe, drive carefully and enjoy yourselves. Good Shabbos. Bleib gesund.